The Daffodil Principle. Several times my daughter had telephoned to say, "Mother, you must come and see the daffodils before they are over." I wanted to go, but it was a 2-hour drive from Laguna to Lake Arrowhead. "I will come next Tuesday," I eventually promised, though a little reluctantly. The rainy, foggy Tuesday came, and I joined my lovely grandchild and Carolyn, who then drove us onto a small gravel road after my long, tedious journey. Several minutes later, a small church came into my view. On the far side of the church, I saw a hand-lettered sign that said, "Daffodil Garden." We got out of the car, each taking one hand of the child. I followed Carolyn down the path. Then we turned a corner of the path. As I looked up, something caught me in a gasp. Before me lay the most glorious sight. It looked as though someone had taken a great vat of gold and poured it down over the mountain peak and slopes. The flowers were planted in majestic, swirling patterns. Great ribbons and swaths of deep orange, white, lemon yellow, salmon pink, saffron, and butter yellow. Each different colored variety was planted as a group, so that it swirled and flowed like its own river, with its own unique hue. There were 5 acres of flowers. "But who has done this?" I asked Carolyn. "It's just one woman," Carolyn answered. "She lives on the property. That's her home." Carolyn pointed to a well-kept A-frame house that looked small and modest in the midst of all that glory. We walked up to the house. On the patio, we saw a poster. "Answers to the questions I know you are asking," was the headline. The first answer was a simple one. 50,000 bulbs, it read. The second answer was, "One at a time by one woman. 2 hands, 2 feet, and very little brain." The third answer was, "Began in 1958. There it was, the Daffodil Principle. For me, that moment was a life-changing experience. I thought of this woman whom I had never met, who, more than 40 years before, had begun, one bulb at a time, to bring her vision of beauty and joy to an obscure mountaintop. Still, just planting one bulb at a time, year after year, had changed the world. This unknown woman had forever changed the world in which she lived. She had created something of ineffable magnificence, beauty, and inspiration. The principle her daffodil garden taught is one of the greatest principles of celebration. That is, learning to move toward our goals and desires one step at a time, often just one baby step at a time, and learning to love the doing, learning to use the accumulation of time. When we multiply tiny pieces of time with small increments of daily effort, we too will find we can accomplish magnificent things. We can change the world. "It makes me sad in a way," I admitted to Carolyn. "What I might have accomplished if I had thought of a wonderful goal 35 or 40 years ago and had worked away at it, one bulb at a time, through all those years. Just think what I might have been able to achieve." My daughter summed up the message of the day in her usual direct way. "Start tomorrow," she said.